This is episode 79. It's called Overbearing Momster.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 79. It is called Overbearing Momster. I'm the momster in this scenario. I'm going to keep this episode on the succinct side because I got stuff to do. In Canada, we are heading into the long weekend. It's called May 2-4, like 24. We call it May 2-4, which is like a little play on a 2-4 of beer, I guess. Anyway, it is a celebration of Queen Victoria's birthday. Her birthday has some sticking power, I tell you. Speaking of queens, have you watched Queen Charlotte, the spinoff of Bridgerton? Oh, my Lord. King George. I blew through that series so quickly. It was so good. Anyway, back in the day, before we had kids, Adrian and I would go away pretty much every long weekend, like usually up to a cottage or something. And we would relax and drink beer and sit by a campfire and just be silly and wild and free, you know. And one May 2-4, that's how we say it in Canada, I think. Or maybe it's just an Ontario thing. I'm not sure. Anyway, one Victoria Day long weekend, when we were first dating, we went up to a friend's cottage and my girlfriend and I took air mattresses like we paddled way out into the lake and we were just floating and chatting and we were talking about this guy that she was there with, Greg. That's also my father's name, but she was not with my father. Greg, who wasn't technically her boyfriend, but he was definitely a friend with benefits. So anyway, he was on the shore just doing dude type cottage stuff. And I may have commented a little bit about his physique and possibly made some remarks about his butt and his tight bathing trunks. So we were just being silly and obviously slightly inappropriate, but we did not know that he could hear us because it turns out we underestimated how sound carries over water. And so when we finally paddled back in, he let us know that he heard everything that we had said. So that was embarrassing. At least we said nice things. You know, it could have been worse. And on a similar but unrelated note, let me just share this little PSA, if I may. When you are out and about, perhaps you're shopping or you're at a restaurant, let's say, be cautious when you are talking about someone behind their back. Even if you think you're out of earshot of anyone, because you never know if someone who knows the person that you're speaking of is nearby and can hear you. Because trust me, they will text you to spill the beans on what was said. It's frustrating because I would love to confront the gossipy person, but oh my God, I loathe confrontation. So I usually just let stuff like that bother me and just don't do anything about it. So that's not very proactive, but my advice is to either be careful or be quiet. Or better yet, let's just not talk smack about people behind their backs at all. Anyway, where was I? About the weekend. That weekend away was a wild one. And after the incident with Greg and the air mattress, in the evening, I went to pee by the lake and I ended up falling backwards into the lake. And of course I came back to the group, including my new boyfriend at the time, soaking wet, only to then trip on a rock and fall into the fire. I was practically steaming at that point. Anyway, I can't figure out why my husband decided to marry me after all of that, but I'm glad he did. Not sure if he feels the same way. Do you ever look back on your teens and your early 20s and marvel at the fact that you're still alive? I do. Anyway, long weekends look quite a bit different than they did then. Instead of skinny dipping in a lake this weekend, we are planning to sand and restain our deck and do some weeding and some mulching, and we're building some stuff. I'm not even kidding. Do not laugh, but I am going to try my hand at carpentry. So I have decided to attempt to build this decorative privacy screen wall thing that I saw on Pinterest, and I really want one, and they're expensive, and I thought, I can do that. So I planned it out and I've taken all the measurements, sort of, and I'm hoping to construct and install it using, well, I've got experience. I did take a semester of woodwork class in ninth grade, so that should help. So I'm just going to use sheer determination and elbow grease because I want one. And I've realized that instead of just complaining about getting things done based on other people's schedules, I won't mention whose schedule, my husband, I'm just going to do it myself. So what could possibly go wrong? I'll report back. Or if you don't hear from me, it went wrong. So yeah, so between all of that and then selling a bunch of crap, well, crap to us, but possibly useful stuff to other people on a Facebook marketplace, I am very busy. Have you ever tried to sell stuff online? It is like a mini full-time job. It's a lot of work. In every ad too, I always put, if this photo is still showing, then yes, it is available. The ad will be removed once I sell the item or whatever. But every single freaking time I will get dozens of messages from people saying, is this still available? Oh my God, Lord, people just read the ad. Drives me bonkers. Anyway, there is a dude coming today to pick up this sunshade sale thing. And I got a bit of a creepy vibe from him, so I hope he doesn't murder me. I think I'll keep the microphone recording while he's here, just in case it's needed for evidence. Anyway, all that to say, between all these projects and entertaining the kids, I have stuff to do. So I'm going to keep it short. So far, not successful in that. But I still wanted to share a podcast episode this week and talk a little bit about codependency. Fun. But I've always known that is the sort of type of personality that is me. I have always had difficulty with boundaries, specifically setting them and sticking to them. And I've talked about this in previous episodes, but I didn't realize until very recently that codependency and passive aggressiveness and boundaries all go hand in hand. So I wanted to share a specific example of how codependent relationships can affect, or not relationships, codependent tendencies can affect parenting, especially among Gen X parents like myself, and even more niche. Some people on TikTok call it niche. I don't like that, but you can say what you want. More niche parents of disabled kids. We can be quite the codependent bunch. So I have a few thoughts on that. So have a listen and let me know if you can see yourself in this or as this or doing this. I would love to hear your comments about it. And also if you have any tips on how to use a saw without severing off a finger. Okay, let's go.
Hey everyone, it's a very bright line.
It sure is. Your life is so bright.
I gotta wear shades.
We are so happy that you're here with us.
Let's do this thing.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I'm a codependent. In case you are not aware of what codependency is, it refers to excessive emotional and psychological reliance on a partner, typically one who requires support on account of an illness or addiction. So in this case, my codependency isn't with a partner, it is with my children. And I wouldn't say that Avery's disabilities or her medical complexities are an illness exactly, but her particular needs absolutely require a certain level of support. So I think that's where it comes from. And I was listening to this really great podcast called I've Had It, which I highly recommend. It is so funny. And the hosts, there are two women about my age, have very real and unguarded conversations. They just shoot the breeze and just tell it like it is without any fear of getting canceled or judged or of offending anyone. I care way too much about that. I'm coming to realize, not in my real life, like in person, I will just let her rip. But here on the podcast and on social media, just over the last few years, I feel slightly frozen by the fear of hurting someone's feelings or coming across as rude or whatever. I find myself annoying, but that is at least a problem. Anyway, the podcast, I've had it. You have to go listen. It is so funny. And you can watch them on YouTube as well. I felt when I first saw them, I thought they were doing a Saturday Night Live skit or something, but no, it's real. It's really them. So during one episode of their podcast, they had a psychologist on as a guest and they discussed codependency and its connection with or to disordered boundaries, which often leads, disordered boundaries often lead to overmothering or overparenting. And they're talking about it. And I was like, are they talking to me? I felt so seen and so validated when they started talking about that. And one of them was saying how whenever they go on vacation, she unpacks for her adult child. And her adult child is like, "Mom, I can do it myself." And she's like, and it felt like she was channeling me when she said, "Yeah, but it's just easier if I do it myself." Dear God, I mean, what? I cannot even count how many times I have said that same thing. It's just easier, or it'll just be faster in relation to tasks for Avery or for both of my kids, actually. There are definitely situations where it is indeed faster or easier or even safer for me to handle certain things instead of letting Avery do them. But those situations are rare because she is capable of doing many things. And just because she may not be as quick or efficient as me, it doesn't mean that she shouldn't be given the chance to just try. And so that's where the title, I guess, of this podcast episode came from, The Overbearing Momster, because I don't mean to be overbearing and a momster about it. Momster. I had to explain to Avery that momster is a combination of mom and monster. And she was like, "Mom, you're not a momster." There was quite a lengthy pause when she was saying that. But anyways, this morning I was talking to a friend about Avery's chores, specifically the one where she is in charge of bringing toilet paper up from the cold storage downstairs and stocking up each of the bathrooms. And I was telling her that I decided to take over that task because you may have heard that Avery had a pretty nasty fall down the stairs and I'm still traumatized by that. So I decided that it would be safer if I just did it myself. And my friend was like, "You know, you could just bring up some toilet paper to the main floor and just like store it in your laundry room. And then Avery can just fetch it safely from there." And I was like, right. It made me realize that I tend to default to doing things myself instead of finding alternative solutions because I'm a momster. But Avery wants to be independent. She wants to make her own decisions and she wants to make her own snacks. She wants to do her own hair. She wants to choose her own clothes, which she does for the most part with some supervision because crop tops. She wants to fill out and sign her own forms. She actually learned how to do her own signature, which is more than my 19-year-old son can say. He just signs his name with a uppercase S dot, and then he prints our last name. So I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, she wants to just perform as many age-appropriate tasks as she can. But unfortunately, I tend to barge in and just take over because I'm thinking that it's easier or safer. And that is a habit that I need to break. And this extends beyond Avery. It's not just her. I do a lot of things for friends that don't need my help. I just insert myself. I do a lot of things for my husband, and not the things that he wants me to do, but I do a lot of things that he has not asked for, but I do it anyway. And for my son, my adult son. Just this morning, I made a hair appointment for him because he doesn't have Facebook, which is how we do communicate with our hairstylist. And he doesn't have Facebook because, as he said, it's for old people. Nice. Thank you very much. However, he does have a phone and he could have called the hairstylist and made an appointment for himself. But no, I overstepped and I did it for him. And what does that teach him? It probably teaches him that he's incapable of using a telephone and he needs his mommy to do it. So sorry about that. The psychologist on that podcast I was talking about referred to this behavior of mine as high functioning codependency. And that is where we tend to insert ourselves into every situation. And the problem with that is, first of all, doing everything for everyone is a sure path for burnout, which I am feeling. My hair is basically on fire at the moment. Second of all, when we take over tasks that others, like our kids, for example, are fully capable of doing for themselves, we are indirectly conveying to them that they need us, that they are incapable, or that we don't think that they can do it properly. So that's not a good message to be sending. A quote from that podcast episode that really resonated with me was, we want to be their hero instead of teaching them to be the hero in their own story. And I heard that and I was like, yes, even though my intentions may be good, I need to get over overmothering because it's not doing either one of my children any favors. But breaking this habit is hard, and I know that I'm not alone. Most of the mom friends that I've spoken to about this can absolutely relate to parenting in this way to some degree. And this tendency to overparent becomes even more pronounced when we're talking about raising children with intellectual or physical disabilities or complex medical needs, because we are constantly on high alert. That's just a fact. And that makes us naturally more inclined to protect our kids. So while our intentions may be good, we need to step on back and allow our kids to do more for themselves. I'm talking mostly to myself right now, but yeah, it's difficult. And that's what I'm working on, along with learning to build a privacy fence and not hurt myself. So yeah, I obviously don't have all of the answers. I don't have many answers, really. This was more of an acknowledgement of my shortcomings and my realization that I can always do better. I am far from perfect, but I think that having conversations like this, even if it's just with myself, helps me to refocus my priorities and my parenting strategies. And if I can reach anyone else who feels the same way and this makes them feel less alone, then that's awesome too. So that's it. And speaking of awesome, here is Avery.
Why did the chicken cross the playground?
Why did the chicken cross the playground?
To get to the other slide.
Thanks for listening.
Your support means so much to us, so thank you for sharing the podcast and for cheering us on. It is amazing to see this bright, beautiful community growing in this way. If you have a question, an episode suggestion, or you just want to say hello, we would love to hear from you. So reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Or you can show off your techie prowess by leaving us an audio message by clicking the message button on the Spotify for Podcasters homepage. That link is in the show notes and on the podcast page on the A Very Bright Life website. If you liked what you heard today, please consider leaving us a review. More positive comments and 5-star reviews nudge the algorithm to deliver this content to more ears. Thanks for listening, and we'll chat with you again soon.